This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. It's been called Rossini's most romantic work, a tale of passion told against a lush musical accompaniment. And yet, La Donna del Lago, based on Sir Walter Scott's romance The Lady of the Lake, is very seldom produced. The main reason for that is the demands Rossini's score places on Elena, the title character. The great mezzo Joyce DiDonato has made the role her own, however, in productions at the Paris Opera, in London, and in Milan. Tomorrow, Joyce DiDonato sings Elena again in the opening night of La Donna del Lago at the Santa Fe Opera. And Joyce DiDonato is with us outside in the opera's cantina. Joyce, good morning.
Hi, Spencer. Good morning.
It's great to have you back with us.
Oh, I'm so happy to be back.
It might sound somewhat hyperbolic, but it seems like in the several years since you were in Santa Fe last, you have gone from triumph to triumph. Literally, that is true. Right now, everybody wants a piece of Joyce DiDonato. How do you choose what you do?
I'm very much aware that it's a privileged position for me to have a choice and a say in the matter because, you know, when you're starting off, all you want to do is work and you'll take any work as a singer. So I'm very much enjoying this moment where I get to have say in the direction of where I go. My criteria for a role really is I can bring my theatrical talents to it and my vocal talents to a piece. There are a number of roles that I know I could sing, but I don't think all of my attributes as a performer are highlighted. So I maybe will turn those down. And I'll look at something like Elena and La Donna del Lago, and I think, wow, that ticks all of my boxes. And I actually really believe in her, and I certainly believe in Rossini as a composer. So I feel like I have something interesting to bring to the table, which makes it feel fresh and new, hopefully, for the audience.
So for this character, it's not just the music, but it's also the character herself and her personality.
Yeah, once again, Rossini gives us a heroine that is vulnerable, yet also incredibly strong and courageous. I'm thinking of Cenerentola, I'm thinking of Rosina. He loved these female leads, in particularly Isabel Colbran, who he wrote this role for. She happened to be his wife. So I love the idea of her sort of leaning over his shoulder as he was scripting and saying, no, darling, I'll take the finale. Yes, darling, of course you will. You can tell that he sculpted this role with a lot of love and care and really gave her some extraordinary things to sing and to portray. She's the lone female in a male war-dominated world of clans and of masculinity. And the thing she's talking about all the time is peace, finding this peace. And she's the lone voice for that.
I'm going to be in the same position that I think a lot of people in the audience will be in that this opera is not that familiar to me. When you encounter people who are new to the opera, how do you describe it to them? What do you say to them?
So I've just finished this in a run in London where last time they heard it was nearly 30 years ago with Friederike von Stade and Marilyn Horne. Not bad. And people came up to me and they said, but this is a masterpiece. I thought, it really is. I think Rossini was taking a lot of risks, a lot of harmonic shifts, and he takes it into these modulations that are unexpected. It's a surprising score, and it's everything that Rossini is known for, you know, the big crescendos and propulsion to the music, and extravagant vocalism.
And extravagant passion.
It's very passionate in a sort of strange way. There's three men that are all vying for Elena, and one of them has her heart, and the other is the duty, you know, she should marry him, and then the other is this king in disguise who falls in love with her. So it gets a little carried away in that sense, but everybody has their passion, and everybody has this high stake for their love and for their country.
High stakes, that's subtext for all of opera.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we love it.
And you're off to where next?
I get to go to my hometown in Kansas City, and I'm doing Capoletti Montecchi, the Bellini Romeo and Juliet story there from my hometown, and I can't wait.
Oh, wonderful. Great to be back in your hometown.
Yeah, although this almost feels like home now. I love Santa Fe.
You were married here, as a matter of fact.
I was.
Joyce DiDonato is the Lady of the Lake, La Donna del Lago. Rossini's dramatic romance opens tomorrow night at the Santa Fe Opera and runs through August 14th. For tickets and for a complete season schedule, go to santafeopera.com. KUNM.org. Joyce, wishing you a great time in Santa Fe.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith. Thanks to Tristan Klum for engineering.